Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Hello. Hello?
Well, good morning, everybody. Or good afternoon, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a little late. This is Bob Oakley. I'm your host today for the radio show. And I'm happy to have you all with us. And whoever's listening is interested in helping out other people, because that's what we do. We work with our motto is helping people and helping them to help other people. It's a pay it forward philosophy that we use, and we've been using that for many years now, and it's working, and it's growing. And I see we have is that Country Boy on there with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm better than good and better than most. How you doing?
Oh, I'm in the same category. Thank you, my friend. Good to hear your voice. So, how's everything going down there in Georgia today?
Well, actually, I called Mary to make sure we was going to be on again today, so she might be on. She was just loading the kids up. But everything is beautiful down here. Everything is starting to blossom. We're in a new season. I call it the season of harvest. I'm encouraging everybody to put seeds in the ground. And if you have already been putting seeds in people's life, I'm pretty sure that they're going to be blossoming from the seeds that you might have planted in somebody like you, Bob, and inspiring years ago. And then it took to 2024 before they decided to actually rise up. My business partner's calling me. I'm going to be on with you, but let me grab his call and I'll be right back, Bob.
Okay. Well, folks, that was a good friend of ours from the Georgia area, and he is a very successful businessman and a very successful in helping other people to be successful, and that's what his whole part of life is all about. And I am very happy to be affiliated with him and be a friend of his. We've been a friend for a number of years, and Country Boy always has some things to say that are important to people, and he's a very, very spiritual man and a very good person that helps people all the time. So anyway, our program today, our focus is on the family unit, and we're very serious about that, about focusing on the family unit and helping and teaching families to have a better life and to move forward in their life in whatever direction they want to move forward in, whether it's in whether it's in education or if it's in housing or if it's in health and wellness or spiritual life or whatever it is. We're here to help as coaches to help them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. See, it's not about us. It's about them. It's about the people that are listening and the people that are participating in our program. They are the focus in our lives towards them. And the good Lord has said to us, love me and love my people and help them in any way they need help. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to help people in any way they need help. And we do that every single day. And Country, you back with us now?
Yes, sir. And if Ron, our new president, I like that word new, I throw it out there every time I get a chance, Ron Clayton, our new president, I don't think he's ever done a show without saying that we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives.
Amen.
On what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. And then if you've ever tuned in on Friday and listened to Top Gun, best fighter pilot in the world, Lynn Kane will often remind you that we're not trying to do everything. So what we've done is we surrounded ourselves with people that have knowledge and expertise in just about every single area. Bob just only gave you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 examples. He could have kept calling off stuff till the show was ended. But Lynn also reminds us that we've had people to go before us and pave a road and burn a trail and go through failure so you won't have to go through the same failure that they went through. But in the process of knowing that you got yourself some super friends that are super friendly, we're super kind, but we work together. Did y'all hear that word? Together to help bless humankind. So what we've done is we got people that have, if you look at the categories that we help people in, I don't care what category, you could just choose one and make up one that we don't even have. But I guarantee you, it's not just a cliche, Oak Man. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And we have surrounded, oh, Lord, we're surrounded. What goes around comes around. We're surrounded with people that are knowledgeable. And if I could use this words, they're experts in the industry that you need assistance and help in. So Lynn says, why go through the same learning curve if someone is already, here comes, and I'm going to be full of cliches today, I'm going to come and been there, done that. Ain't that what you usually say? Oh, Lynn, if I ask you a real simple question without putting you on the spot, Oak Man, how long did you just guess, not to the day, have you been a life coach?
You know, are you still there?
Oak Man, that was a question, Oak Man.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Go ahead.
I said, when we said been there, done that, and I was just horsing around, if I can use that little term, I said, Oak Man, how long have you been a life coach? And you would say 30, 40 years?
Yeah. I've been coaching all my life.
I don't want to tell you age. I didn't ask you how old.
With a large
you
family, you know.
I asked you how long you think you've been coaching people. I'm trying to make a point, Oak Man. Been there, done that. If you've been doing what you've been doing for 30 years, I'm pretty sure you did it right the first time you tried to do it. You made some mistakes along the way. I'm throwing you under the bus now, by the way, Bob.
Yeah, by the way, none of us are perfect. You know?
Would I be out of order, Bob, if I was to assume that you made some mistakes along the way? But
yep, absolutely.
That's life. We make life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. We make good decisions and we make bad decisions. But here's the one, and then I'm going to coast to a stop right here. There is a lesson, announcement. There is a blessing in every lesson. So if you go through the process, you will eventually find out what doesn't work. I'll stop right there, old man.
Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, I agree. And you know, we like we were saying, we don't exclude anybody. Everybody's invited to be in our program. Some will say no, and that's okay. That's their decision, because it's an individual decision. God gave us that ability to make decisions for ourselves, and He's also given us the ability to receive help from Him whenever we need it. And He's always there for us. So anyway, it's a wonderful thing to have someone like you on the show with me, Country Boy, because you are a man of faith, you are a man of spiritual guidance, and you are just a tremendous asset to people. Anybody that's affiliated and associated with you, they're in good hands, You have a lot of skills that you've developed over the years, thanks to the good Lord, because He gives us skills, and He gives them to us as gifts. And we, if we don't use them, we lose them.
Well, thank you for saying that too, Bob. But as I'm starting to reflect now, while you were speaking, I heard my granddaddy used to say, "Oh man," he said, "Country boy," that's what he called me. "If you're the smartest person on your team, then you need to find yourself some new friends." Why?
Yeah, right.
Because he said, if you hang out with people that know what you know, do what you do, like the same foods you like the same girls you like, guess what? Eventually you're going to create something called competition. And as it grows deeper into competition, something that will surface without you even seeing it, it's called jealousy. What I want you to hear right now, and make me hammer this one really in good, we are not here to compete with you. We're here to complete you. One more time, country.
Yep.
We're not here to compete with you. We're here to complete you. Whatever those areas in life that you're missing out on, so as a man thinketh, so is he. If you're operating out of the spirit of lack, then that's what you're going to be. But if you're looking, you don't have to look no farther. Old man just explained to you, we're calling you out. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, we're coming together on one vibrational harmony accord to help make for a better world. Ron loves it when we said we don't really care what part of the world you're in, since we're broadcasting to over 90 countries and 60-plus languages. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale. Can I throw this in there? Or just got out of jail. Yeah, just messing folks. Folks I went to school with, and man, I can't get a job now. I went to jail. That's one scenario within itself. And I'm not laughing and persecuting those and throwing them underneath the bus. I've only been to jail 4 times. Different reasons. Yep. I'll keep that covered up right now. But we all mess up in life at one point. And if you are not growing, please understand this now, anything that doesn't grow eventually dies. But in order for you to grow, and if you're one of them religious people that's out there talking about God is ordering your footsteps, every now and then he told old boy to go left, and he went right. He knew who David was. He loved David's heart. But David said right there to God, "I know your will, but sometimes you have to make me do your will, because every time I go to the casino, seems like evil dwells somewhere around. You know, we want to do right. And the last one more time, when I said Lynn Cain was breaking it down in elementary form that says what we do, Ron loves it when I say ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. But here's the trick. It's an act of kindness. You don't require no special degree. Nobody asks you to see your GED or your resume when you're just being kind. How complicated is treat other people the way that you would like to be treated? Does that sound complicated to you, Oakman?
No, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And that's the way we operate. And that's the way we work with people. And that's how we help them. You know, it's being sincere and being truthful with people and not trying to give them a gift of gab or whatever. You know, we're very truthful with people. If we want to talk to them about something, we tell them like it is. And because it's more important to do it that way. Because if we try to cover up things and mislead people, that's not helping them, and it's not helping us either. So we try to be as sincere and as honest as possible as a human being can be, and to help people in that way and to work with them. I had a situation in my life just this past week that I want to mention. I had a medical situation that I needed to deal with, and I ended up in the hospital for 3 days, where the doctors and the nurses could take care of that situation for me. And thank God everything worked out okay, and I'm back home. But what reason I mentioned it was that my family. Some of my family members, many of my family members showed up at the hospital and I didn't expect them to be there. And a Catholic priest showed up at the hospital and I didn't expect him to be there. So it just goes to show you that through the cycle of appreciation, and Dr. Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, used to talk about this all the time, is that when we do things for people, it will come back to us through what's called a cycle of appreciation. And I see that every day with people. And it happened to me with this situation in the hospital. But a number of people visited me that I did not even expect them to be there. I didn't even know if they knew about it. So, but anyway, the word got passed around and people showed up and I was so appreciated. I appreciated them so much and I thanked them all. And I appreciate what God did to give the doctors and the nurses the skills to help me and help me to recover quickly from the situation that I had. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that it's just another example of families working together and family traditions and family relationships that are important in our lives. And that's what this particular segment of the Hope Collection is all about. Is honoring family traditions and relationships, and we are just so happy to be able to help people in that area and to receive some appreciation back. It really excites me when I'm helping people to accomplish something that they want to accomplish through coaching techniques that we use and they get such a big smile on their face, and it just gives me a good feeling in my heart and my mind that thank you, Jesus, for helping me to help them. And I just so appreciative of that. And I know you feel the same way, right, Country?
Yeah, let me give it to everybody in a layman day, a normal day cliche. It's a blessing. Help me out, y'all. It's a blessing. Help me out, y'all. It's a blessing to be
a blessing.
A blessing. Now, please understand this. Yes. Shakespeare wrote that and gave it to Hamlet. To be
Oh, yeah.
or
not to be.
not to be. Grandmama gave it to me in elementary terms. My grandmama had a sixth grade education, but she had three master's degrees in spirituality. There was not one thing that my grandmama did that didn't have Christ first. Seek the first, the kingdom. So my grandmama would always say, baby, God didn't complicate things. He made everything really simple. Good, bad, up, down, front, back. She spelled it out for me. She said, oh, man, people. Now she's getting personal with this thing now. People that come into your life come for one or two reasons. They either come to help you or hurt you. They either come to give you something or take something from you. So what we're trying to get you to understand is there's no way that we could harm you. There's no way that we could deceive you. Why? Because we're about our Father's business. He does this. I do that. Ron does that. Bob does this. Mary, I don't know how to explain this superwoman. I don't know how she does all this. But I'm just saying that my uncle used to ask me questions. By the way, he was a veteran in Vietnam. Came home. My grandmama had seven sons to go to the war, and all of them came home alive. My uncle, we call him Greeny. His name was Isaac. His name was Greeny to us. He had one green eye and one hazel eye, okay? So my uncle used to play mind games with me. He would ask me questions like, if it took a chicken and a half to lay an egg and a half, how long would it take a peg-leg monkey to pick the seeds out of a dill pickle? And I'd stand there with my mouth hung open, and he told me 20 years later that dill pickles didn't have seeds in them. He asked me a question. Country boy, how do you know if you can trust a man? I said, there's no way that you can trust somebody. You don't know whether you can trust me. He said, let me explain it to you one more time. Either you trust me or you don't trust
me. Don't trust me. Yep.
Either you will or you won't. But he says, how do you know if you can trust a man? I said, I don't know. He said, the first thing you got to do is look a man in his eyes. I said, okay. He said, that ain't got nothing to do with it. What if you talking to Ron Clayton over the phone? You can't see his eyes. I'm thinking, wow, you gave me an answer, then you just messed me up. He says, if a man slash woman were equal in efforts, were just different in function, if a man is willing, oh, I forgot to tell you that part. Will always comes from the heart. That's truly, truly where it starts. If a man is willing to say what he's going to do and then does what he says, then you can believe it. But if you trust somebody and they decide to change their mind and lie to you and not come through for you, it's too late for you to untrust them. So it's basically when it comes down to when I said it doesn't matter what level of education you have, let me break it down for you spiritually. In elementary 101 spirituality, one must, not maybe, one must believe. Think about this for a second. Either you believe or you don't. God says there's no way if you want to get, let me give y'all a quick education. Elementary 101 in life is one, talking, I didn't ask you what denominational faith was, whether you go to church, whether you got sprinkled with holy water or dipped in the river, I don't care. You must believe. They used to throw a cliche behind that old man, said, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. So one must believe. Number two, when you graduate from elementary to middle school faith, you now have graduating from believing to knowing. If you've been through a few things, and he delivered you, got you out of it, got you out of trouble. You thought your mom and dad was going to kill you, but they didn't. You believed. Then you just know in your knower that you know that you know that you know. Oh, that's one of them eternity words. That you know in your knower that you know who Jesus Christ is. Bam. And now we're old folks now, grown folks now, been through a few trials, had a few tribulations, got stabbed in the back. Somebody broke your heart. Somebody tried to choke you out. Somebody punched you in the mouth, hit you in the eye. Now you get to the point towards, God ever did anything like that? My question was, when I end my calls, when's the last time that Jesus lied to you? So you go from believing to knowing, to trusting, and after this little point, Bob, I'll pull up and push my pause button here. You said it earlier. You just didn't know it. I'm just the interpreter. The truth.
Yep, everything
is the truth.
Everything the Lord gives us
is the
truth.
Let me say it again.
Yep.
Is the truth until it ain't. The truth ain't never going to change. That's why he says, I am the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. But if you want to know the truth of the matter and the reason Oakman and the staff of the Hope Foundation decides we need to take a special day out and talk about family. But it was on Monday, Mayor
yep.
Mary was talking about leaving a legacy behind. When I was in the elementary
yep.
school, I already was telling kids, my parents said, when you leave here, don't leave home hungry, and you got clean underwear on, don't you, just in case anything happens to you. We won't let you go to the hospital and show up with dirty underwear on, because if you're dirty underneath there where people can't see, then they will think bad of our family. So you couldn't leave home, Oakman, with dirty underwear on, because if you expose on what's on the inside and they caught you on the inside with dirty underwear on, they would think the whole family was dirty. But my granddaddy would
yep.
say, country boy, when you walk out of this door, it is not about you. Ooh, elementary. That's kindergarten stage. That was before I made it to elementary. He said, it's about his glory. And he says, we and you are a personal representative of the Almighty High. And ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. You are a one-of-a-kind original, old man. So you
yep.
treat people with respect. Be kind, Lynn Kane keeps reminding us. How hard is it to just be kind? They told you smile.
Yep.
And this world will smile back at you. And then Oatman says, whatever we put back out there, calls it a cycle of appreciation. What goes around
comes around. Yep.
Back to you. Back to you, Oakman.
You know, when we talk about working with people, and you know, the first thing that we try to help people do is to give them hope, and we give them hope, and then hope comes after hope comes belief, where we can help them to believe in themselves and to believe in what they can accomplish, and to help them to understand what it is they really want to do in their life. And help them understand what it is they want to accomplish, either as individually or as a family, or as a business, whatever it is. And then after that becomes faith, and that comes from God. Faith comes from God. He helps us to believe. He gives us hope and all that. And then the final step in that is faith, having faith, and that's very important, because if we have faith in God and we trust Him. And we listen to Him, and we believe in Him, and we pass that on to other people, then it's going to come back. It's going to come back to us in many ways that we don't expect. And we don't do it because of that. We do it because we're interested in other people and helping them, to have a better life. But it's a wonderful feeling when we help someone. And then they let us know that we've helped them, and that's a great feeling, personal satisfaction that we get out of doing things of helping people, so anyway I agree with you 100%, country, on the things that you talked about, and I just know that God is in your heart, and that you are one of His sheep. like me. I'm one of the
watch
sheep
this,
also.
Watch this, old man. Watch this.
And we're following
I can't hold this one back anymore. You might want to write this one down yourself because it just jumped up in my spirit again. Are y'all listening? Lynn Kane says, do you have your pens ready? Now, please understand, Oak Man just mentioned two things powerful. So watch this now. One of the first scriptures that I could ever recite, and don't ask me what book it is or what verse it is, but I'll just paraphrase for you. Without faith, one more time, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Don't ask me where I read it. Go research it for yourself. Google it. They'll tell you what book it's in. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But here's my golden nugget for you today. Some of you ladies that are listening, I'll call it the mother nature of faith. And for you, some of you menses out there, I'm going to call it the godfather of faith. Let me, here's a cliff note. Watch this. Watch how easily it slides right by people, Bob. Faith, one more time. Faith is the substance of things hoped. Wait, no, I'm missing it. You're missing my point. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Granddaddy hope.
Yep.
Mother Nature hope. If you have nothing to hope for, you have nothing to activate that little mustard seed of faith that God has given to everybody. So without what we do, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's why I told you earlier, so is a man thinketh, so is he. Grandmama's great education used to say something ridiculous to me, I thought. She said, baby, I see it in my mind's eye. Oh, I found out she was kin to Einstein. Einstein says your thoughts, your imagination is a preview. Pre means before. View means to see. What are you thinking about you? Cliche, one's worst enemy is one's self. So what conversations are you having to you about you? Are you one of them people that walk around talking about, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? I got another one, strong point, Bob, and then I'm going to hush. I'm writing a piece now on what an inheritance means, because I read in that book it says if you don't leave an inheritance behind for your children that you're living has been in vain. But I know now that God is again smiling down. I had 13 and a half weeks of morning sickness with Brian. I delivered him. I delivered Bryson. He only weighed 14 pounds and 13 ounces. 14 pounds and 13 ounces when he was born. He was born into this world a big boy. But see, most people live a whole lifetime trying to meet their hero. I raised mine. My son is Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Georgia. He owns 28 businesses, the oldest one. And the little one is creeping up. He's got 14 different businesses. But they're just like me. I found out the other day, neither one of my sons have children, but my oldest son, who's 34, already adopted 8 kids.
wait a minute, slow down. You don't have no kids, but you got 8 children. Explain that to me. And he did. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about doing unto others before they do unto you, because when you give hope, love, and kindness away, it will eventually come back to you, even if it does not come from the person that you originally gave it to. But how many times you got to tell them, oh, man, what goes around
comes around, right?
Are they learning anything? That's what Lynn Cain keeps saying. Do y'all think we just started doing this yesterday? Do y'all think that the miracles that God has been performing, he's been performing through us, he's been doing this all of our life? Some people just can't see. Do you see what I see? I see so many people that's out there, that's listening in, that's logging in, that's been waiting. Those good things come to those who wait. But guess what? For every time, every purpose, there is a time for every purpose under heaven. If you have not gotten it yet, this is the year. If you have not seized it yet, this is the moment. If you've been needing somebody to tell you this and encourage you and inspire you, and I will send people that will assist you and have knowledge and expertise in areas you want, well, baby, you have arrived. I'll stop right there, old man.
I just want to mention one thing right now. Thank you. Thank you for that, country. And then this is a leap year. This is today is the day of in February, the 29th of February, every 4 years that occurs. And it's done on the year that we have federal elections also every 4 years. And
help us out. Wait. Tell us what leap year is. Oh, man, I'm an OG. I've heard it, but I need to I know what Easter is, but sometimes people need to be reminded. So remind us, oh, man, what leap year is. I know. Tell us more about leap year, oh, man.
Well, leap year is the day of February that is added in the calendar each every 4 years is basically done to catch up. There's some extra time each year that is not counted in the calendar. So every 4 years they add another day in February, and it's called leap year. And it's just that was the main reason that was set up that way. But I'm not sure I understand completely what the purpose is of leap year. I knew it was done to correct the calendar every 4 years. But tell me what you knew about it, country.
No, that's why I wasn't putting you on the spot. All I know is just what you just said. I'm trying to squeeze a little bit more honey out of you. Talking about, you just heard me put my foot in my mouth and said, everything has a time and a purpose under heaven. You have the same 24 hours a day that I have, which brings me to my next strong point. I'm writing a paper on something. Now, please understand, I'm not picking on nobody. I'm not pointing anybody out. What I'm writing on could live in the same house with you. It could sleep right next to you at night. It could go to school with you, be your ride-out buddy. It could be your fishing buddy. It could be the person that always pats you on the back and says, well done. But I'm talking about a spiritual thing now. I'm talking about a spirit of what they call procrastination. Wait. Here comes the cliche. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today. But see, what are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? We know that the best healer in the world is for people, Bob Marley. They're celebrating one love, let's get together and feel all right. I call it one nation under love. Oh, I forgot to tell you. He says, I am love. That I am, that I am, I am love. We talked about kindness. Kindness is simply just treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Don't you want to be loved? Don't you want to be respected? That's what we're talking about. So it doesn't, God had to put it down on a level that nobody could be left out.
It doesn't matter if you're homeless and sleeping underneath the bridge. It doesn't matter whether you went to Harvard or Yale. It doesn't matter if you got all the brains in the family. He put it in a level to where no one can miss this opportunity if you just stop putting it off. Whatever your spirit has been saying to you, it always speaks before your flesh gets a chance to say anything. With your Stevie Wonder jumped up in my brain now. We know we just lost loved ones, friends, family, and neighbors. But even before the corona hit, we took the time every day and call Oakman up, call Ron up, call Mary, call Rick, call your brother, call your sister, call your... I just call to say... I was thinking about you, Oakman. I just call to say, hey, I love you today. That's what we're talking about, y'all. It's an action of kindness that anybody in the world can do. So when I said, y'all finally getting it now, when I said we're calling you out, this ain't the Wild Wild West. You have no special credentials. They become part of our love team. The only thing is that you must, not maybe, love your very, very, very best, because anything less than your best is absolutely unacceptable. So we want you to come on out and become part of the Hope Foundation family and the kindness family across America, because we already know that what the world needs is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So come and join us in loving on folks.
Yep. You know, Jesus gives us love, and he gives it to us unconditionally. And I'm going to say that again. Jesus gives us love unconditionally. He doesn't put any boundaries on it, or he doesn't put any types of restraints on it. He says, here it is. Pass it on. Give it to other people. And, you know, that I believe that that's one of the most important things that we can do in families, not only families, but friends that we consider part of our family also, is give them love and make them understand that you're giving it to them freely. You're not expecting anything in return except that they pass it on. And so I think that as I've helped to raise my children over the years, I've tried to show them that they need to, that I love them first of all, and God loves them first of all, actually. And then we as parents love them, and then they should love each other, and they should help each other and work together with each other and help one another to solve problems. You know, some of my older children taught my younger children in their schoolwork and in their relationships with other people. And I think that's very important that we teach our children those things, those values in their life, and to be truthful with people, be totally honest with people. And sometimes honesty hurts when you tell people something, but in the long run, it's going to help them. So, but they may feel something in the beginning that, why did you tell me that? That hurts me. Well, I told it to you because of your, it's the best thing for you to know. And it's the best thing for you to understand right now. You'll find out someday that I'm right, that it was right for me to say what I said to you. So anyway, but saying it with love and that's very important to them. It's very important to the children. It's very important to our spouses. It's very important to our friendships, either our personal friendships or our business friendships, whatever friendships we have. You know, I see it every day now. I work a lot with the Spanish immigrants, and I see so much love in those families. And they teach their children from little on that God loves them, and that the parents love them, and that they should love each other. They teach that every day to their children in their actions, and in the way they respond to them, and the way they work with them, and it's so important. And I'm so thankful to God that He's put me in the position to work with a lot of these people And I've learned that from them. I believed in love a long time, but the way it comes through them is really, really much better than I've seen in a lot of traditional American families here in the United States. So much more love that the Spanish people give to each other, and it's a wonderful situation. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. That's something that I think it's very important in families, is to first of all teach our children that God loves them and He loves them unconditionally, and to teach them that they should love each other and they should pass it on to other people, and help them wherever they need help. And I see that in my older children now, where they're doing that, and they're interested in helping other people, and they're interested in showing people the truthful message that God gives us, and so I think that's extremely important. And I know you agree with that, country boy.
Well, yeah, most certainly, because I'm in the country. They call me country boy, not just because of my geographical location, but because the way I was raised in my heart about being kind. Again, it goes back to being kind, being love, and being truthful. Now, see, what happens in the process is we call what you just described to me is hard love. Sometimes it's hard to tell your brother he needs to stop drinking. Sometimes it's hard to tell your best friend that their breath stinks. It's hard. But you do it out of love. So when you start talking about hard love, and why you was talking, the first word that jumped into my mind was agape, A-G-A-P-E. Google it. Unconditional was the first word that came out your mouth, old man. Unbelievable, unstoppable, that means, like, one of my favorite cartoon characters when I was a kid was Underdog. Y'all hear that word, under? Anything that rises, like the divine creator, must go under. You heard me say sometimes we know what is right. He told Jonah to go left, but he went right, and he ended up in the bottom of the ocean in the stomach of a whale. He had to go down 3 days. And then the whale says, okay, I got to get you out of here. You've been down here 3 days. Whoop, it's been back up. So sometimes we have to go down in order to learn that we can rise again. We are going to fall. But when you fall, Les Brown used to say, if I get knocked down, I pray that I land on my back, because if I can look up, I can get up. But when it comes right down to family, here comes a clip note for you. When God said it was good, saw it was good. The only time, and I stand to be corrected, the only time that I ever remember reading in the Word when He said it is not good for man / woman, equal in essence, different in function, to be alone. But see, as you spiritually get mature, you'll learn that you can be alone without being lonely. And you can be in a crowd of people and be lonely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but what we want to do is, while we have family day, should I say that word again? Family. Oh, here comes a strong, powerful. I can't quit, y'all. Family might mean to you that you have the same blood type. But I just explained to you that my son adopted 8 kids that don't have the same blood type as him. Let me break it down for him, country boy. Family might mean you have the same blood, but when somebody cares about you and loves you, I just told you, you weren't paying attention. God says, I am love. We're supposed to be past that WWJD. What would Jesus do? He's already done everything he's said he was going to do. What are you going to do to enrich, enlighten, empower the life of somebody else? I interviewed a bunch of people, and before Black History Month came, I already knew the answer. A man named Dr. Martin Luther King says, I've been around the world more than one time. I'll probably have the privilege of going again. I've seen all different types of hatred. I've seen all different types of cults and demons. But what I want to know is when the people of God is going to stand up. He said, man can't ride if you're straight up back, if you're all humped over, he can. And start doing to help the lives of people. So when they asked Dr. King and interviewed him, he says, Doctor, can't put all your accolades on your headstone. We can't put all the degrees and stuff that you have on your headstone. When you die, what would you like for us to put on your headstone? And it says, and I quote, if I can just help somebody. He didn't even call anybody. He didn't call nobody. But he said, if I can just help enlighten the life of somebody, then my living has not been in vain, because I will never die. I will leave a legacy behind that Dr. King is a person that loved, a person that cared, and a person that shares. So, again, we have no hidden agendas on what we do. We have every intention to bless you. Why? Because we care enough to share enough information with you so that you'll know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. We're in the information stage, and knowledge truly is power. So we're opening not just up the doors of heaven, we're opening up the internet. We're opening up the cell phone. We're opening up our ears. We're opening up our minds. We're opening up our hearts to see what it is that my brother and my sister needs. Because, again, the cliff note, and I'll stop again, if everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. We're supposed to be able to do and walk out of the spirit of obedience. Did y'all write that word down? Obedience. When you're soul submission and you're walking out of obedience, it's not about you. You, I'm talking to you now, you are the answer, the solution to somebody else's prayer.
Amen.
Right there, Hope.
Amen. And that's what he asked us to do. We're about out of time here, folks. And I, Country, I just want to say thank you for participating today in our program. And you have so much wisdom and so much information to share with people. And you have just a tremendous way to communicate that to all of us. And I thank you for that.
Okay, I got one last thing to say. You and I, Mary, was on a few weeks back, and then Mary had given the lady my phone number, and somebody else called me that afternoon and asked me the same question. They said, Country Boy, where do you pastor at? Where do you? And I started thinking, I'm not a pastor. Look, when I start talking about one nation under God, I just happen to be a Baptist. My best friend just happens to be Methodist. My other best friend is Presbyterian. I have a friend of mine that got poisoned, mercury poison from water, and she went to India. She hadn't been home in 30 years, old man. And she had to bow in humility, and everybody came around and spit on top of her head. My mom fought off breast cancer for 17 years without chemo, and she did it with the use of good, healthy eating. And she said, moderation is my key to longevity. I have another friend of mine who lost 7 people in their family, and she weighed 360-something pounds. But she said she had to change her lifestyle, and she changed and went to herbs. I have another friend of mine who's a Catholic, and he got holy water sprinkled on him. I'm a Baptist. I got dipped in the river. What am I telling you all this for? Some people got baptized. Some people got sprinkled with holy water. Some people got spit on. Some people didn't do nothing but use herbs and good eating. But what I'm telling you guys right now is God has given us life. He's still in the healing business. And what you do to your life, since he took you out of eternity and placed you into this world, and what you do while you're in this world determines on how you spend your eternity. So stop with the procrastination. Stop putting off tomorrow what you can do today. Log in and join the forces. Be careful. Be careful. Proceed with caution on what you pray. Because if you want to get to him without texting, I run up your long distance bill when I have to log in. He says to remind them, country boy, before you go, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Wherever you go, so am I also. Permanent residence in your heart, and truly, truly, that's where it starts. The Hope Foundation, yep. OptimizeMyLife.com, Golden Rule Society, all of us is a family of soldiers. Many are called, few are chosen. We are soldiers in the army for Christ. What do? We're about our Father's business. Our Father says it's a blessing to be a blessing. We want to bless you, but not if you hide, not if you procrastinate, not if you won't come forth. If we turn their hearts towards me, I will come back and heal their land. That's what we're doing. It's a movement, you guys. We have planned to touch people around the planet, and we're starting right here at home in your heart with you. So part of your family, part of your family, in order for us to stop and break that generational curse, it has to start somewhere. It has to stop somewhere. My question in closing, why not you?
Amen. Thank you, country. Thank you very much. And that was a good closing for our show. And I appreciate you helping on. I love you, my friend. I love you, sir. In my heart and in my mind. And you are just such a good person. And I thank you so much for that. And I thank God for putting us together as friends. And I want to say God bless you and your family, country, and all of the people that you're working with. Such a tremendous asset to our society. And I want to tell everybody that our show is broadcast 5 days a week. This particular show, that is, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Tomorrow is a great show that I would recommend to everybody. Captain Lynn Kane and Ron Clayton will be co-hosting the show tomorrow, and it's all about the relationship that we have with other organizations, and in this particular case, it's the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection. That we work together as a team, and the whole purpose is working to help people and help them, and to be kind to people and to show love and appreciation for others. And so God bless you all, and God bless America, and have a great day, my friends. Thank you, country. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Good day, everybody.
Bye-bye.